currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Scott Mullen at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Scott.
Hi, welcome to another Currently Kirkland. I'm Scott Mullett, and I'll be your tour guide for this week's edition of the latest happenings in Kirkland. Let's start with finances. The preliminary 2011-2012 biennial budget is now available on the city's website. Simply go to the What's News section of the city's homepage and click on Preliminary 2011-2012 Budget. Contained in the budget, you'll find that service level reductions throughout the city will be necessary to present a balanced budget for the next 2 years. Sustainability was a key objective in developing this budget. This means one-time actions, such as the use of reserves, along with staff furloughs, will not be areas of focus as ways to balance revenues and expenditures for the city. The city encourages the community to read the proposed budget message and then attend and comment on the preliminary budget at public hearings during the November 1st and 16th City Council meetings. The public can also attend City Council study sessions regarding the preliminary budget on November 1st, 8th, and 16th. The City Council is expected to adopt the budget, final property tax levy, and 2011 to 2016 capital improvement plan at its December 7 meeting. To submit questions or concerns, email 1112budget@ci.kirkland.wa.us or call the Finance and Administration Department at 425-587-3100 or provide public comment at City Council meetings. For more information about the City of Kirkland budget, go to www.ci.kirkland.wa.us/budget. The King County Road Services Division is holding an open house November 3rd from 6 to 8 p.m. at Juanita Elementary School, which is located at 9635 Northeast 132nd Street. The purpose of the open house is to preview plans to make safety improvements in the area of 100th Avenue Northeast and Northeast Juanita. The goal is to reduce driveway collisions while also allowing vehicle entry and exit to businesses along 100th Avenue. This segment of road currently falls within unincorporated King County, but will become Kirkland's with the June 2011 annexation. King County had obtained a $500,000 grant from the High-Risk Rural Roads Program and will continue to do the work. The project will start this summer. For more information, contact Marnie McGrath, King County Community Relations Planner, at the email and phone number listed below. Well, he's been a staple in the Kirkland community for more than 5 decades. And although you might not recognize his name, there's a chance you'll recognize his face. Here's Pam Jardine with more on this story.
How long have you been doing this?
Since 1986.
For over 20 years, Bill Petter has been walking Lake Washington Boulevard in the early morning hours. He waves to those headed to work and says good morning to those out for a run.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
To celebrate his April 21st birthday, Bill gets up every morning at exactly 4:21 a.m. He eats breakfast, and then at exactly 5:40 a.m., he sets out along the Kirkland waterfront for a 2 to 3 mile walk round trip.
I'll meet people almost every day, everywhere I go, and say, oh yeah, I remember you, you're the walker.
Bill has been a part of the Kirkland community for most of his life. He served as Kirkland's Chamber of Commerce president in the late 1960s and ran his own car dealership from 1963 to 1991. But after all the years of living in Kirkland, he's still happy to see the city grow.
What do you think of what's going on in Kirkland with all the construction?
I love it.
Yeah?
I was the president of the chamber in the 60s, 1966 and 1970. And we had about 35 vacant stores in Kirkland. So there was a lot of people who weren't doing real well in business. And today it's a whole different situation. It's a more prosperous city, and I love Kirkland.
After years of walking, Bill has met a countless number of people and has a story for every one of them. He sees regulars on a daily basis out running before they start their days, And meeting these people is one of the reasons why he enjoys walking in the first place.
So what's your favorite part of the walk?
Wave and the smile and the return of the same.
Yeah.
And that was Pam Jardine, who spent the morning with Bill. He says he's been recognized all over, from Snohomish all the way down to Disneyland. And if you're like me and had wondered about Bill's gloves, he said on cold mornings he wears the big Mickey hands to keep his fingers warm. If you were Tree City USA 8 years in a row, what would you do to celebrate an Arbor Day? Well, duh, you'd plant trees, and lots of them. Mayor Joan McBride has proclaimed November 13th Kirkland Arbor Day and invites citizens to join her at Juanita Bay Park from 9 to noon to plant conifers and other native trees and shrubs. The Green Kirkland Partnership will host the annual celebration and forest restoration. Tools, gloves, and light refreshments will be provided. For information, contact Deb Powers, Urban Forester, at 425-587-3261 or email dpowers@ci.kirkland.wa.us. The Cascade Water Sense Roadshow is coming to Kirkland on November 6th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at PCC Market, located at 10708 Northeast 68th Street. Cascade staff will be on hand to provide free high-efficiency showerheads, aerators, and other items to help conserve water in your home. The City of Kirkland is a member of Cascade Water Alliance, along with Bellevue, Issaquah, Redmond, and Tukwila, plus the water districts in Covington, Sammamish, and Skyway. For questions, please contact Mike Brent by phone at 425-453-1810 or email mbrent@cascadewater.org. In case you missed anything in this show or past episodes, you can access all of our programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. You got a news tip, a hot lead, show suggestion, or you just want to lodge a complaint about my wardrobe? Well, please send all ideas and comments to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.